Welcome in. You are listening to the daily version of the Cornell Economics Report. I am Al Carlin. Sorry I haven't been with you Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday of this week. Big Al was in Chicago over the weekend and got a big case of the flu, so I'm kind of flat on my back. Back today, though, and I'm chatting with Anthony Cohen. Anthony is a gentleman who I spoke with last November about his company, Plato Gold Corp. Plato Gold is an exploration company that has action, so to speak, going on in Timmins, Ontario, Val-d'Or, Quebec, and in the province of Santa Cruz down in southern Argentina. Thanks so much for joining me, Anthony. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, Al. Great to be here.
How's everything back in Toronto? I know that you're at a university right now, so we may get a little bit of background noise, but I think we can hear you just fine. Everything. How's the weather back there?
The weather here is a little chilly. It's about +5 or so centigrade, so not exactly spring weather.
That point, I'll tell you, the West Coast is a little different. I got a question for you. Now we talked about the exploration work that's going on in Val-d'Or and in Timmins when you were on the program last November, but there is some interesting developments going down in Argentina. Tell us about it, if you would.
Yes, there is. Well, we completed late last year in 2007 a prospecting mission on the Santa Cruz property, and our people spent over 2 weeks on the property prospecting, and we sent over 120 samples to the assay lab for assay results. And what came out of that was several anomalous indications of antimony and of mercury and of arsenic. And those are traditionally great pathfinders for precious minerals deposits.
Sure.
So we're very encouraged because on our eastern boundary, a company by the name of Argentex has a tremendous deposit coming along called El Pingüino.
Uh-huh.
And on our western boundary, there's a company out of Spokane, Washington, near where you are, Al, called Hunt Mountain Resources.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a project called La Josefina. And they have some tremendous grades and results coming out of that project.
Mm-hmm.
So the structures from those projects appear to be, certainly in Argentex's case, appear to be coming right across our properties. So it's the Argentinian winter season beginning now, so we can't do any work. But in the late fall of this year, which will be their spring, we're going to send a team onto the property, do some more prospecting work, followed up by an IP, or induced polarization program, to develop drill targets, and then we plan and hope to have a drill program underway next year in 2009. So based on the results of what Argentex has been finding, as well as Hunt Mountain Resources, we're very, very optimistic about our property, which covers some 73,000 acres. It's a huge property.
Oh, yeah.
And lots of activity going on around us. In fact, some well-known companies such as Pan American Silver are also active in Santa Cruz province. So we're very excited. We think we really could have an elephant down there.
Well, that would be great. Now, what exactly do you plan to do for the remainder of 2008? We've got, roughly 7 months left here.
Well, we've been very active. In fact, we just completed a 3,300-meter drill program in Val-d'Or, Quebec, and we went 6 for 6, Al. In 6 holes that we drilled, we hit gold mineralization in all 6, including VG, or visible gold, in half the holes. And what was significant was last year we conducted a drill program, and we hit a very good hole, PG7, which yielded about 10 meters of 7.85 grams of gold. And this year, our hole number 6 hit an 8-meter section, which yielded 5.66 grams of gold, and that was approximately a third of a kilometer away from PG7 last year.
Yeah.
So that's a significant distance between two good holes. And so what we're developing now is a kilometer-long gold mineralized structure, and we've got the results in with an engineering firm in Montreal who are doing 3D modeling, but we are very excited about the results, and we're planning on locating some more drill holes and conducting a drill hole campaign, about 8 holes we think, at this point, for the end of this year, early next year. And if we're fortunate enough to go 8 for 8, then we really could have something there. So that's very exciting.
Quebec is a really great part of the world to be working in. It's a great province there. Very, very, whoa, got a little noise back there. Very, very mining friendly. I know that you can get back up to 50% of your exploration expenditures from the provincial government up there. So they're not kidding around when they say they are very pro-mining. We are highlighting programs on the daily version of our show in response to a number of people who have requested that we provide them with opportunities that we think look interesting. I want to stress, I'm not an investment advisor. I can't tell you to buy a stock. I can't tell you to sell a stock. I want to say, in the matter of full disclosure, we are getting paid absolutely no money to do this particular interview. I own no stock in the company. It's a company that was brought to me by a friend of mine back in Toronto, Tracy Wislowski. Tracy generally is involved with companies that typically do very, very well. Anthony, I want to thank you for your time. We're going to have to get you back here in 3 or 4 months. Or whenever something comes up that you think our listeners should be aware of, please let me know, and we'll do this again.
I will, Al. It's my pleasure. And just to finish off, we're planning also on drilling in one of our properties in the Timmins camp. So we're not resting still at all. We're doing lots of work.
So you're working all over the world. Anthony, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Al.